The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Dave Grohl ever going to get out of jail at home and be allowed to tour again? I noticed that they said they're not going to tour for a significant amount of time. He must hear about that every single day, Wiggy.
She take him back?
I don't know. I mean, I
forgot all about Dave Grohl.
When you have his money, you just buy a place down the street and you hope you get invited for Sunday dinner or whatever. Mego will be with us soon. Celtics lose a game last night that they should have won. And I guess I want to be bothered by it, but Wiggy says they're just mailing it in until the playoffs get here, so there's nothing to be worried about.
Didn't it look like last night in that game at like multiple times where they just were like, all right, we'll bet the team. We're going to win this game. Like, even when Atlanta went on a little bit of a run late, they're like, I think that's kind of, and Jaylen Brown spoke a little bit about it, like just saying, like, we can't take our opponent lightly, because we feel like we can just beat anybody. And I think maybe sometimes when you play teams, you know, if they're not playing, I don't know, like Golden State, that energy level is not the same versus when you're playing a Hawks.
But do you have any doubt that they'll be able to turn on that energy when they need to? Like, I watching last night, I have no issue when it comes to the Celtics. Like, moving forward, they're too talented. They've got too much fight in them. They have too much of a chip on their shoulder after the last offseason. Like, I just... it's too early for me to get worried when they lose a game here or there.
Yeah, I would not be concerned.
But you're not, like, Jason Tatum tells you he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't believe
him. Like, goes out of his way. But you don't see that. Like, I mean, I guess he was playing hurt last night or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, does he have a chip on his shoulder or not?
But, Greg, what's the regular season?
I think Jalen definitely does still. And Jason, he can say all he wants he doesn't, but I think he does.
But what's the regular season mean? We've been down
this... Well, that game against the Warriors meant something.
Right, but that's... I think it meant, like, you know...
Do you think Tatum's being honest when he says it didn't mean anything extra?
I think he's capping a little bit. But I mean, when I say what does the regular season mean, what does it mean to, like...
No cap.
These guys who feel like, you know, it's all about the playoffs, getting to the playoffs, and that's when things really, really happen. We've seen it with the Bruins, set a regular season record. It for us as fans now... Aren't we kind of at that point now, like when you have a really good team like the Celtics, if they lose a couple games, you're like, all right, whatever.
Well, Greg thought it was a legit chance they were going to run the table.
Well, it was on the table.
Look at the Cavaliers. They're undefeated.
Yeah.
Want to make a bet on them?
They're 12-0.
Yeah, but look at the Sixers.
Only eight teams have started in NBA history started a season 12-0. So. Right.
But you look at the teams like Milwaukee. They've got, what, two or three wins? The Sixers got two or three wins. A lot of these teams that you had high expectations for, they're in the dumps. Like with the Celtics, they're 9-3. Granted, they're not, you know, 12-0 like the Cavaliers. but I just don't see anybody beating them in a seven-game series.
Could you make the argument that Mayo's done a better job this season than Missoula, given the fact that Mayo's been an underdog in every game and won three? The Celtics have been favored in all 12 and lost three?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I see where you're going, but no, I just think that Missoula is now going to be judged about what he does in the postseason. Same with Tatum, same with Jaylen Brown. This team is going to be judged about what they do come playoff time.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know.
I mean, if you want to call him out, he kind of wasted, he wasted their best play on that inbounds, the first inbounds, mm-hmm. knowing that they had a foul to give.
Right.
So,
but you still know. Got a good look. You still got a good look at the end, Jaylen Brown.
You did, no, yeah, but prior to, yeah, you did get a reasonably, I mean, he was covered. That shot was not a great shot by Jaylen Brown. But the I'm talking when you're inbounding the ball to, I guess you want to get it to Tatum. And
the one where he got
Drew Holiday.
The Drew Holiday, yeah. I just like you could we could be nitpicky and look for things like that, but I think at the end of the day, even when we heard Missoula say like these playing, it's one of 82, another one that they're playing. And they're going to win the majority of the ones that they play, then they lose.
Right. This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Was listening to you talking about the Red Sox. And I think to a large degree, you're right, meaning, A, the game has changed, and, B, even the people I know in Massey, New Hampshire, for the longest time now, they're not going through, especially with the bad economy, they're not spending all this extra money for parking, waiting in traffic, just to get a few things out of the stadium, never mind in. And then in the long run, you're watching a team at best that isn't really all that entertaining. And I think the revenues is down, and it's going to continue to be that way.
Is there a place that Juan Soto could live in New Hampshire tax-free that you would be willing to offer? Like Castle in the Clouds, is that still available up there?
A, the game has changed.
Oh. I hate when people listen to the radio after they hear themselves.
Decided to listen to themselves.
It's really... Is that not something that everybody knows at this point in the history of radio?
Yeah, I don't think that they realize how much of a delay it is, so they get excited.
Well, how do they not know that?
Well, you know.
I mean, yeah. People have been warning about that since Guy Manila on WBZ. In the early 80s when I was a young man. Like, turn your radio down.
Yeah.
You weren't that young.
In the 80s, I was, Curtis, quite frankly.
Stay 15 minutes. They want to hear themselves.
I mean, maybe Juan Soto can avoid the taxes. He can live just over the border in New Hampshire.
Nashua?
Yeah, that could be good.
If there's a suitable... Yeah. Mansion available.
I believe there's some, you know, somewhere in Wyndham, right there in Derry.
Nice place in Wyndham. Yes. Very nice.
Yeah. Right
very
there nice to get Wyndham. 45 minutes to get, I mean, no. His money, maybe get him a little helicopter. That's something that we can add into that.
We throw in a helicopter, all the fireworks that he wants.
Ugh. Live free or die.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the flavored tin that he can put in his lip.
Flavored dip,
yeah.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, yep. There's a lot of stuff going on. If they can't get no marijuana, but, you know, you're right across the border, you can get it in mass.
Is Kelly Ayotte going to be the new Sununu?
I think they're very similar. Mm-hmm. You mean, is she going to come on this show?
Right.
I don't know. We should have Kelly Ayotte on the program.
I mean, Wiggy's got to bother someone else other than Johnson or then.
I mean, is she gonna? Will she shotgun Miller Lite with me at the road show this summer?
For sure,
Kelly Ayotte.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if she would or not.
I think she would be down for the cause.
I think we should invite Governor Sununu to come to all the road shows in New Hampshire next season anyway.
Like the mascot.
Because he was such a good partner of this radio program.
Well, if Ty's there, she's going to have no choice to take shots.
That is true. Yes, that is true. All right. Celtics Wednesday. Mego with us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.